It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne at NPR West.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington, where we'll find out today the results of stress tests on the nation's banks. This is the day that federal regulators announced what they found when they looked over the books of those banks. The tests were supposed to determine who could handle more hard times and who could not. And even before the official results came out, investors are showing confidence in the banks. That helped push the Dow Jones Industrial Average up more than 100 points yesterday. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
Like nervous parents who've been pacing outside a sick child's hospital room waiting for test results, bank investors are getting some qualified good news. While some of the biggest banks are not exactly healthy, at least it appears they're going to live. Analyst Matthew Warren of Morningstar says yesterday that was enough to send bank stocks climbing sharply.
There's been a big rally in bank stocks from kind of the March 9th or so lows. And I think you can attribute part of that to the stress test, actually, ironically.
The stress tests, conducted by the Federal Reserve and other regulators, are designed to show how much more money banks would need to keep lending, even if the economy turns worse. The Fed stresses this is a what-if exercise, not a prediction of what's actually going to happen. Bank lobbyist Scott Talbot of the Financial Services Roundtable says there's some comfort in knowing that a bank can weather the worst.
I think the markets understand that now, and as the results begin to roll out, they are either not as bad as expected or are as expected. And so sort of a soft landing for the stress test.
Some banks will have to raise more capital, including Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and Bank of America, which reportedly needs to boost its capital cushion by a whopping $34 billion. But even B of A saw its stock price soar by 17% yesterday. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke told lawmakers this week banks have a variety of ways to raise the money they need without coming back to the government for additional help.
To the extent that there are banks that need capital, our hope is that many of them will be able to raise that capital through either private equity offers or through conversions and exchanges of existing liabilities to strengthen their capital bases.
What Bernanke means is banks could convert the loans they got from the government's TARP program into common stock. One downside of that approach is that it could make the federal government the biggest shareholder in some of the banks. The healthiest banks, including J.P. Morgan Chase and American Express, don't need additional capital. And some of them are eager to move in the opposite direction, repaying the TARP money they borrowed from the government. Analyst Warren says that would save the banks the cost of paying interest on the government's loans, and it would free them from uncomfortable rules limiting executive pay.
The TARP money went from being a signal of strength to really a signal of weakness, especially as we moved into the stress test phase. So now it's a signal of strength to be able to pay it back, and I think some of these stronger banks would like to do that as quickly as possible and move on.
But the government is saying not so fast. Before they repay the TARP money, big banks will first have to show they can borrow money elsewhere without a government guarantee. Warren says regulators don't want banks to wind up strapped and looking for additional bailouts later.
If you're going to let the banks repay the TARP, you want them to be able to stand on their own and not have to come back to the government and ask for that money back, especially considering that Congress might not cooperate.
But bank lobbyist Talbot hopes that regulators won't raise the hurdles too high for banks that want to repay TARP money. He says the idea that some banks are even considering repayment and reporting quarterly earnings is a sign of how far the financial sector has come.
6 months ago, who'd have thought we'd be talking about earnings or repayment of TARP? But yet here we are, and I think those are all positive signs. And repayment of TARP should be viewed as a positive step that the institution is strong enough to be able to return that money and that the program is working and that the economy is being restored.
A healthy banking system is critical to a broader economic recovery. Analyst Warren says while banks aren't there yet, the stress tests offer some reassurance.
Some of the tough underlying realities are still there, so you can't get too excited, but it's good to know that at least the large banks are going to be healthy and operating in a more normal way.
Banks that need additional capital will have 30 days to come up with a plan and then 5 more months to raise the money. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.